Proverbs 17, verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 27, verses 9 and 10. Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Psalm 55, verses 12 and 13. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion, and my acquaintance. Our story, Fractured Friendship. Mom, called Madison as she returned from school one day, can you help me design my online birthday invitations? Mom shook her head. Sorry, honey, but I promised Mrs. Kettering I'd drive her to the doctor's office this afternoon. She used to walk over there, but ever since she broke her leg last year, she's had a hard time getting around. Well, said Madison, we better send the invitations out soon. It's only 2 weeks till my birthday. Mom smiled. Have you decided who you'll invite? She asked. Remember, 5 guests is the limit this year. Madison nodded. I want to invite Sabrina, Laura, Lena, Emily, and Joanna, she replied. I don't know Laura very well, but I heard she's nice. Mom looked surprised. What about Peyton from next door, she asked. I thought you two were best friends. Oh, we are, Madison said, but I can see her anytime. I want somebody different for a change. She frowned. I suppose Peyton might be mad about it when she finds out, but she'll get over it. Mom was quiet for a minute. I'm thinking of Mrs. Kettering's broken leg, she said. The fracture healed, but her leg will never be quite the same. Sometimes it hurts, and she has to be careful not to put too much stress on it. She can't trust it fully. It's often the same way with friendships. Friendships? Asked Madison. What do you mean, Mom? If you hurt a friend by being selfish, or even by being careless, she may be willing to forgive you, but she may never be able to fully trust you again, and your relationship suffers. Mom sighed. I learned that lesson the hard way. I once lost a good friend because of a cruel, thoughtless remark I made. Friends are precious gifts from God, Madison. Don't take them for granted. Madison was quiet for a moment. I think I better go over my guest list again. Well, how about you? Do you take your friends for granted? Do you assume that they'll always be willing to forgive you no matter what? Part of today's scripture talks about how painful it is when a friend does something to hurt you. Even a strong friendship can be broken and healing can be difficult. Friends are blessings from God. Treat them as you would want them to treat you, with kindness and respect. Don't risk causing a fractured friendship. Proverbs 27:10, do not forsake your own friend. And our key thought, treat friends with care.